BBC News. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, says the electronic account of the Russian athlete Yulia Stepanova has been hacked. It said the password for Ms. Stepanova's account, held on its own computers, was illegally obtained, which allowed someone to access it. Yulia Stepanova is the whistleblower who helped reveal Russia's huge state-sponsored doping program. The governing body for World Athletics, the IAAF, has banned the only Russian track and field athlete at the Rio Olympics, the long jumper Daria Klishina. The IAAF said it had received new information which prompted the move, but did not elaborate. Ms. Klishina has appealed the decision. Thousands of Venezuelans have begun crossing into Colombia to buy much-needed supplies after the border was reopened. Venezuela is facing a severe economic crisis with shortages of many basic goods. It had closed the frontier a year ago for what it said were security reasons. Police in northeast Switzerland say a 27-year-old Swiss man has set a train carriage alight with a flammable liquid before knifing passengers. Six people have been injured. The assailant was arrested, but there's no indication of a motive for the attack. Hundreds of residents in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, who were used as human shields by Islamic State militants, have been freed. The US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces captured Manbij on Friday. IS fighters fled. The United States Vice President Joe Biden is to visit Turkey later this month, the first visit by a senior Western leader since the failed military coup in July. Turkey is pressing Washington for the extradition of the man it accuses of orchestrating the coup, a US-based Turkish cleric, Fethullah Gulen. And as fierce fighting continues near Lashkargah in southern Afghanistan, the military says it's reopened a crucial route used to bring in essential supplies. BBC.